بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. وما بعد، my brothers and sisters, one of my very early quotes, I said that reality is that which does not depend on belief for its existence. What is real is real. Whether you believe it or not makes no difference. When you understand and recognize the reality, then you prepare for it. So the reality does not change. But when you understand and realize what it is, you prepare for it. And if you don't understand it or you don't want to accept it, the reality still does not change. But you then face the consequences of that reality. To give you a couple of examples, when you are driving on a road, the reality is that safety, your safety and the safety of others, is dependent only on one thing, and that is your driving. It does not depend on the road, it does not depend on the car of kind of car you are driving, it does not depend on the weather conditions. It depends on your driving. There are people who drive in snow, in sleet, in icy rain, in icy conditions. There are people who drive in very, very intensely hot situations. There are people who drive through storms. There are people who drive on extremely dangerous roads, mountain roads, very, very bad road conditions, and still they come out on the other end safe and sound. There are people, I have seen people driving literally trucks of Second World War vintage, loaded with logs, crossing over ravines, and they come out on the other side safe. If safety depended on road conditions, then any bad road, given those conditions, then any car that drives on that road must crash. Because safety depends on, we are saying that safety depends on road conditions. But you know, and I know, this is not true. There are people who crash and people who don't crash. And the reason is because the people who don't crash, they understand that safety depends on me. So therefore, they take precautions. They take precautions, they drive according to the road conditions, they drive according to the weather conditions, and so they come out on the other side, they reach their destination safely. Similarly, in India, we are going into our elections. The reality is that a democracy is ruled by the people. It is not ruled by this political party or that political party. Much less it is ruled by this individual or that individual. A democracy is ruled by people. The Constitution of India does not begin in "I, Ambedkar, decided this. No. It says "we, the people of India." Ambedkar happened to be the head of the Constitutional Assembly, the body which wrote the Constitution. Ambedkar did not write the Constitution himself. He was the chairman of that committee. That is all. But who wrote the Constitution? The people of India. You and I wrote the Constitution. When we go to the elections this time, who will decide which government comes to power? Who will decide who will govern this country? We will decide. The people of India will decide. And the people of India will then choose their representatives to represent them in parliament and to govern the country according to whose will? According to our will. This is the reality. Whether we like it or not, whether we understand it or not, that is the actual reality. It is not the rule of this party or that party, this individual or that individual. That happens in a monarchy. It does not happen in a democracy. This world, the reality is, this world belongs to somebody, and it runs according to the rules of that entity. And who is that? He said about himself, تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. What you heard in the salah today. تبارك الذي بيده الملك. All glory and magnificence and barakah and buzruki is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is for the one in whose hand bi yadihi al-mulk wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, and he is in control of everything. Allah did not say wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir illa siyasa. Allah did not say he is in control of everything except your politics, that is in your hands. Did he say that? No. So therefore, my thing I remind myself and you with you is, as I said, reality does not depend on belief. So somebody who does not believe or refuses to believe that when he is driving his car, he is responsible for whether he arrives on the other side alive or dead, he is responsible. If he doesn't realize that, what's going to happen? He will crash. So therefore, we have to understand and accept this fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is in control. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alladhi khalaqa al-mawta wal-hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. So therefore, what must I do? We are seeing in the first ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, who is in actual control? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control. Then why are we here? What must we do? Allah mentioned that in the next ayat. Allah said, I have created death and life to see which one of you will do the best deeds. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So our focus must be on doing the best deeds. That's it. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful, and he is also the most forgiving. We ask Allah for his forgiveness. So therefore, the reality is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is in control, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I have given you a responsibility, and that responsibility is to do good. What is good? Good is obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. The one who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, only this person is successful. So this is our job. Are we obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? And to take account of this of ourselves, not somebody else, to take account of ourselves 5 times a day. So that there is no, Allah didn't even give us a long time. Allah knows our attention spans. Allah did not say, take an account of yourself at the end of the day or end of the week, end of the month. No. 5 times a day. Is this salah? So in Salatul Fajr, I have decided, or I have got a time to test and look at myself and say, did I pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid? And if I prayed Salatul Fajr in the masjid, alhamdulillah, inshallah, my day began correctly. And if I did not pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid, then the beginning of my day itself is destroyed. And if I didn't pray Salatul Fajr at all, then what is there to say? It's as simple as that. It is as simple as that. The time for Dhuhr, did I pray Salatul Dhuhr in the masjid? Same thing. Did I pray it at all? Maybe I could not go to the masjid for whatever reason, but did I pray it at the right time? So 5 times a day, we have a chance to examine ourselves to see how we are doing. And Allah mentioned, at the end of the day, whatever is the result of that examination, we will see. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to remember this and to take stock of ourselves. And the purpose of taking stock is to change. Otherwise, what's the point of taking stock? I can understand one day you miss one salah in the masjid, and that should be the first time and the last time of our lives, because otherwise it means we have not learnt. If you are missing salah in the masjid day after day after day, it means you are brain dead. You have no brain. Your brain is not functioning. Because if the brain is functioning, how do you miss a second salah in the masjid? So that is the issue. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to remember and to help us to apply. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil karim wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.